Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. I love this tune. I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. Another edition. And it's a grand privilege. You know, we didn't have to be here today. And we have such a great privilege to be here today. We have such a great, what we call it, liberty to talk about things that are factual and true. I just did a search a while ago. And I was doing the Google search to find out where is the Garden of Eden? What geography is it on? And Google, you know, it's the sodomite people running the Google, right? They have conquered the world, they say. They sodomite, conquer the world. It bothers me. It really bothers me. And it bothers me as a person who grew up in church, into Christianity. And for what I have discovered after I am over 50 by reading my highest sense of consciousness and appreciation for the words, respect for the words I'm using. And you know what they tell me is that these colors, what colors? Sodomites colors. Because no one who reads prehistory, regardless of who you are, will think that what we call modern scholars have any intelligent, civilized sense. Of the civilized world. You know, you can't believe in the Bible and you are civilized. You just can't. And why? Trying to tear anybody down, but I'm just talking the fact as it applies to me growing up in church. This fact applies to me as well. All the times that I spent from age 50 on over, I was not a thinking, civilized person. I am created in the human species. And therefore, I am, by species, a civilized person. But I must be educated in civilized education. If you see what I'm saying? If I don't receive intelligent, civilized education, I would not be functioning as a civilized person. So yes, I'm born civilized. But what happened to my education? We are not directed to operate a civilized life without education. It's just not possible. The world is so sophisticated that you have to know things, and for us to have all these technological things, very intricate things, you better learn to read, know mathematics and, you know, science and all this kind of stuff. All right. I don't have a lot of that. I don't have much of that at all. Right? If I can call myself having science knowledge or something. But what I have is a serious respect for words. And when you read anything, that the message that the words carry, I come to the realization, I must understand that. Church people do not. No church people. And I understand why. Church people will never conduct themselves civilized church people. You just can't. It doesn't matter how you're born a hybrid person. You're off on the wrong frequency, mental frequency. When you believe and not finding out things by knowledge, you have to learn things by knowledge, not by belief. Because belief doesn't make you. Belief is not one of the words that operates in knowledge. Belief don't operate in knowledge, right? It's something that I come to know about. Now, my friend, if you think you can go about believing in this world and believe in God and stuff like that. Now, let me tell you something. The only people that brought the system of believing in God and Jesus are homosexuals. And you probably won't appreciate what I say. People don't listen to me, but if there's anybody good to listen to, it must be me, because I was in the church from age 7 and live out, you know, I think I was going on, I was finding out things, but I didn't find out enough knowledge of things. So I was going toward 60 years of age when I begin to pay words serious attention. And of course, it is the spiritual energy in my brain that caused me, you know, I mean, when I say spiritual, I mean I have its connection with my creation, okay, that put the knowledge in me to start thinking and to behave myself in a different way from the church influence that I was under, because the church cannot now say that it is about knowledge. No. They use belief to mask knowledge. So whatever little knowledge you may know, you don't really begin yet to use knowledge, maneuver yourself in the world and among people. You have got to be able to respect words, first of all, and know what words are saying. When you read, Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics, what does that tell you? And then you read the article that tells you that the Pope in 19... this is one of the Pope John Paul II. It's an article by Kathy Lynn Grossman, USA Today, the year 2000. Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from piquity to modern evils, the Vatican official said. All right? And this is representing the church now in full, 100%, the Catholic Church. That is the only church that ever exists on planet Earth. So don't talk about denominations, because all of the denominations spring from the Catholic Church. A lot of people don't know that because they don't read and just learn things from out in the road church ideas. No civilized history gives knowledge of church or to keep you in church, right? Now, you think the church that we believe teaches about Jesus come to die for our sins, and Jesus Christ is all about righteousness, right? That's what I got from the Bible reading from when I was a child, and why that idea held my attention and let me feel and think like a good person. But listen, what the head of the church has to say. Listen what the church, the leader, we call it the vicar of Christ, one who speaks for Christ. You tell me, if Jesus was real, if Jesus came into the world and proved to be real like we read in the Bible, someone, since Jesus gone away, Someone like the Pope would be a vicar, a sodomite? Answer the question. Do you think the church should be established by sodomite after Jesus gone away? Remember, Jesus had 12 disciples now. Is that leading into the homosexual way of thinking? Why Jesus did not have no women as equal in the group that was very much interested to follow Jesus and stuff like that? Why? Why this curse in the Garden of Eden follow the people who come to Christ through the Father Jesus Christ? Why is it that curse follow Eve and Adam after the whole thing happened in the Garden of Eden? And in the church now that they are saying that Jesus raised up. Remember now, the church had to be something that come from a precedence in the past. Sin in the Garden of Eden. You think about that. If by any means you are one person who is believing in what the Bible says. Now, anything the Bible say has got to fit acceptable thinking when it comes to the Pope. Because the Pope is a sacred man. Supposed to be, according to the Bible. But you're reading something that is showing you that the Pope is not a sacred man. He is the vicar of Christ that make him a sacred man. But what is of Jesus is not sacred. This is the problem. So it is not a strange thing for the Pope to be a faggot, a homosexual, and talking about he apologized for the sins of Catholics. The way it sounds right now as I'm talking about it is exactly hopeless. Just like it sounds. Because neither the church or the Pope is real. So when you see they all muddy up together, that's what it is. The God in a Garden of Eden? That never true. God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh. Never true. And then the things that corrupt the world began really, say, 2,600 years ago. Before that, there are beginning happenings that destroy humanity. But what I am saying is that politically, the act that destroy civilization as it was established before Christ. The precedent should come from before Christ, not since Christ. So what I'm saying to you is that we expect the church to be something good. It turns out I'm not reading anything that said there should be a church before Christ. I don't read anything in the Bible that refers to a precedence. Nothing in the Bible refers to a precedence for the church, although the Bible is representing the church. But the Bible doesn't say anything till before Christ that there should be a Christ. So everything is written in the Bible now by sodomite homosexuals. And over the past 12,000 years, the story is told. And these white people now that you hear talking so articulate and explain situation in such a way, you have to be impressed the way they can talk. But you don't know where these white people come from unless you read history. Because white people don't come from an origin where they can talk. Homo erectus, coming from hominid. And long before we African people came about, they were in Europe like 1.5 million years before we were created 200,000 years ago. And they were in Europe before the gods migrate to Earth from Nibiru, the 10th planet. So what I am saying, we have to clear up some discrepancies in what we believe and what our expectation is. So you notice nobody is paying any attention that I'm reading to you. I don't know how I come by this, but now it's not a piece of paper I just pick up somewhere. Here it has everything to identify. Popular apologize for sins of Catholics by Kathy Lynn Grossman, USA Today, 2000. Okay, and the explanation of this article tells you in details that. You know that it is. You can go pick up in archive. USA Today archive. You should be able to get a copy. You know, you can get a copy, right? But look at the evil that it contains, and think that if the church was a place that is good for people to go and believe what they don't know, you shouldn't be hearing these kind of things. That the document list, somebody is seeking to protect the church from the iniquity that the Pope want to reveal when he confesses and apologize. So think of what I am saying. One writer in this article says, but by, you know, like by us apologizing for stuff we do, I'm adding some more things to this, right? So you have to just keep the context of what I'm saying. Because here is a place where I need to, like, say, they know they are sodomites. They know they are homosexual. And say they have a church. History goes back to let us know when they didn't know nothing about any church. They didn't know to talk. They didn't have words. They didn't have language. These same people. How do they get where they are? By going out their group. They want to fuck with other people with different blood than what they have. Okay? Because they are on extinction. They are on extinction timing, because you don't see no more of the humanid anymore. They extinct, and then they come up to the Homo erectus level, and the Homo erectus have died out, and they are direct offspring. Okay, So they are on the extinction list. So I don't know at what part they think that they should try and interbreed with other people. They interbreed with the Neanderthals, right? There is history about the Neanderthals and where did the Neanderthals come from, right? Neanderthals come from Homo sapiens, and so do the African people come from Homo sapiens, right? It is two subgroup that came out from Homo sapiens. It's us, hybrid, and the Neanderthals, all right? We would be operating at the third level of human development. All we are able to do on that level is to is to make stone tools and light a fire. That's all. Okay? We don't know that today because something happened and we are not reading to understand what the world was before Christ. Okay? So it doesn't matter what we're going on with here today. We cannot invent the past that created us. That's the thing. When somebody is getting us to treat the present and throw away the past, and you lose your mind. You lose your sane mind because they are those who say, stop, don't worry about the past. They are idiots. Something is wrong with their brain, and I bet you, which of them read the history of the past? It's not important to them to speak in tongues, out of the bash, under the heart of us, say hallelujah. That's what people want to do today, and they are not doing it because they have chosen to do it upon due research or nothing. Mm-mm. But, you know, it's good when we can realize that the world is more than what we see today. Because just like, you know, you don't know my mother, you know, I don't know your mother, but I know my mother, past and gone, but I know my mother, okay? So what I'm saying is we will not understand the value of our lives until we get to know the truth. But I'm telling you what Google did to me. Google said, I asked, can you know that Adam and Eve exist in a garden without you have evidence of the geography where it took place? You need factual evidence? Google respond, just like I... I didn't know what I would get as an answer, but I am accustomed to sodomite white people. Always working towards reducing the African people's knowledge of the world, the civilized world. They don't want us to know the civilized world. Our world. We were created by the gods when there were no civilized human being existed on the planet Earth. You get that? Something happened within this spatiotemporal time. I mean, let's begin at 1.5 million years ago. That was when the white people, when their life of evolution began. And when they came to Homo erectus, you know, things began to happen in the human experience. However, when I ask a question to Google, and Google say, well, concerning factual evidence, there are non-factual evidence that prove true, that are true. Non-factual evidence, true. True about, and another thing Google said about finding Adam and Eve geography, where they were created, he said, scholars, and when you talk about scholars now, in our time here today, they mean what they call modern science. Most people today who have not read anything about, you know, the beginning of the chronology of human development, it won't mean anything to you. Because the important things that we ought to know, it's not in the Bible. And because we're not going to read it in the Bible that the whole world is interested in the Word of God and wants salvation, you'll never know what is the civilized development in humanity. Whereas the white people's ancestors were the first in the human development. And like I say, the key thing about them is that they were not civilized to speak or to do nothing, handle any kind of business or nothing like that. It is because they interbreed out. That's what caused something to happen to them and why they are not extinct. Because all of them extinct from the beginning to Homo erectus, and when they interbreed with the Neanderthal extinct too. So the blood that they have will not keep them from being extinct. Now, No human on earth is going to live longer than those humanoids, right? So why are these people now that are white people like Obama and the rest of them, right? Obama is a crossbreed between hybrid people, right? It's the reason why he's talking and behaving, you know, civilized. But he has his sodomite nature inside of him. From the white mother that he has. The sodomite culture. Right? And if all of them are not sodomite, well, that's what denotes their culture. They are sodomites. They like to fuck in the ass. And a person from human to animals, it's not normative to fuck the ass. But these white people make fucking the ass a principal sexual cuisine. Fucking the ass is their cuisine. That they could leave where they are in Europe and take over the African people, Western world, and come here. And say they as usual, they make a government called A.D. Anadaman. There is the history to tell us. If we're not reading history, we don't know. So things are just happening in front of us, and there's nothing we can do about it. You can do something about it when you read and find out, right? But right now, no. So I'm telling you that because they interbreed with the African people, miscegenation, it is history. That's why these white people out there are talking and behaving like they are, you know, more than just, you know, like they are way beyond the African hybrid people. African hybrid people don't go to Europe and try to disturb these white people. As much as we are underdeveloped, you know, even till now, we are underdeveloped. But there is no record that we go over Europe and try to plunder them. There is no such a thing, right? So this interbreeding that they go through is to spear their lives, to keep them from being extinct, because we have more than just Homo sapien blood. What makes us hybrid? Two different blood, DNA. And that is the more developed human that is Homo sapien. Homo sapien. And two subgroup came out of Homo sapien, and that is the Neanderthals, and we, the hybrid. Our earthly portion comes from Homo sapien. That's what is in the world history textbook. Sodomite seek to change what the history book says. And while the information is in the world history textbook, they have the Bible saying everything that is contrary to the history textbook. And they would have liked to tell you, say, the Bible and history, support each other. And that's a lie. They are saying that because they hope we are never going to find out that it's a lie. All right. So, my friends, what I am saying to you is that the world was never created uncivilized. We are created civilized, we African people. One thing that we must know is that when we break rules, when we get an order, a proper order, we should obey them. Anytime you decide that you're not going to follow good order, you messes up the energy, the positive energy. You mess it up. You know, it's just like, you know, if some people, like, you know, have things that they put out in the sun to process up some things. They, you know, they put it out in the sun to get sunlight, you know, bake it some or something like that out in the sun. Well, you know, let me add, you don't want the stuff you put out in the sun to get wet. So what's going to happen if you just put it out there and gone about your business and you don't, and you know you're not supposed to leave it out there for any water to wet it? What about that? Let's say you're working for somebody and they tell you to do that. And you leave their stuff out there, and then when you're gone, you know, you're not coming back until the next 2 hours, and you think like, okay, the sun is out and everything is going to be all right. No, but you go away. Remember, you are to stay there and watch it. You're not to let it get wet. And you go away, spend 2 hours. When you come back, it's flood, rainfall, flood. You see? Or who knows, somebody may come in the vicinity and decide to use some water, right? And splash the water all over where your stuff is at. You weren't there to guard it, to say, hey, no, 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 I have something there. You can't let water come over here and wet it up. The point is, like if you read Deuteronomy 28, you will see that there's a caution for African people not to meddle with other nation of people. Stay in your culture. And the African people are, multiple group of ethnic people, Chinese, Indians, and so forth and so on, Right? And Arabs and others. We are ethnic people. Right? And we are told to not interbreed with outside. Don't interbreed with, these European white people. Don't do that. Okay? Because we are what? Hybrid. Now, when these white people, they interbreed with the Neanderthals, and what is said of it? Nothing. Nothing is said about the white people them, have achieved this and achieved that by just mingling with the Neanderthals. Listen to what I'm saying. But these white people achieved something, humanly speaking, because of mingling with such a level of humanity as Neanderthals. It was not supposed to happen, but because it happened, there is no consequence. There is nothing that is suffered because of that. But you see, once they intermingle sexually with the Neanderthals and come and mix miscegenation with the Africans, it's not all the Africans that they do it to, but they have. And what I'm saying to you, the fact that they couldn't talk after they mingled with the Neanderthal, they couldn't talk. And they could only make stone tools. So where the knowledge was at, they didn't get no more than something strategically. It's coming out of the fact something wrong. Something that messes up. It's like you leave the stuff out there in the sun and rain come and wet it up. It wasn't supposed to wet. And you are being paid to guard it. Well, look, all we have to do is to stay away from these people who have nothing to offer you but between what is between their legs. Right? Loss is in humanity, and it's not your emotion that administrates your life. It's your mind. When you get an order, it's not your feeling. It's not your emotion that must keep guard of stuff. It's your brain, your mind. And when you decide that you're going to ignore it, well, this is what happened. White people turn around with the interbreeding with the African hybrid, with the hybrid that is made in the image of the gods. It's not supposed to happen. There is no consequence, per se, with them interbreeding with the Neanderthals. And should have been died out long ago now with the Neanderthal as well. But no. They gain a place. Like you can see now, they take over every piece of land just about from the African people. And set up churches and everything that make it seem like that's the way the world's supposed to be. And then now they are right in our faces telling us, and even kill a lot of us, to join the church, to be Christians. Yes, my friends. Sorry for that little interpause there. However, what I'm saying to you, what has happened that caused the world to be in the shape it's in? To cause most of all, not the Chinese, who are ethnic group of Africans. Not the Indians. And the Arabs who were recruited to be Christians, church, they have been caught up into the white people establishment of iniquity, Muslim, Islam, and all kinds of diversity of church concept, right? All happen because African ancestors go and mingle with these sodomites. You want to say to me that our ancestors did not know better? Because white people can't talk. But none of the ethnic people come into life and cannot speak. And no language. Chinese have their own language. And we can all learn each other's language. We are the same culture. We can cohabitate together. As much as we want. Why did we, you know, but I think that these white people are criminal at heart long time ago. So when they saw some of these Africans coming out and going, traveling through Europe and Asia, you know, I have to just think that, you know what? They capture our people and carry them somewhere like criminals, go interbreed them up as much as they wanted. I think that's what happened. But the account is that whilst we were leaving Africa 100,000 years ago, that was when they caught our people and interbreed with them. And today, oh, they are all over the world. And they're taking over the world. Now, unless we find out what they have done, we will remain under them. That is clearly what Deuteronomy 28 explains very clearly. So not everything in the Bible don't make sense. The things that in the Bible that should make sense, that does not make any sense, is the creation story. Now, that's the problem. That is the problem. And what I want to tell you, these white people have gone deep, deep down into depraved ignorance. With all of what you see they have done in the world, like beautify here, establish, and all of the business money transaction, you see they do, it's all folly, because they cannot come in front of me and tell me that they are legally in the Western world, that they have any governmental legal authority to be in the Western hemisphere. that they have a right to set up church in African territories, that they have right to massacre us. They cannot prove that. So why is it that we are like, we don't know what to do. We have to live with sodomite. At least, you know, it's not like we're living with Chinese or Indians. It's these sodomites that now have their hands on everything we have everywhere. No, I said, you know what? If you feel like, oh, let it go, you're idiot. If you're an African and you see these faggots all come down into our vicinities and say, tell us about Kalinda A.D. and Adamani, which of us can explain that? How did these people come to possession of our knowledge and can never go into before Christ and tell us how we get where we are with this Christ? What happened? I mean, do we really give up to the idea that we were destined to be ruled by A.D. and Adamani and by democracy? I tell you, you're damned. Not Nagasa. Not Nagasa. The world that these sodomites make up is not for Africans. And if I grew up in the church from I was age 7, and my experience over time as you know, I remember my experience, right? So the thing is, if I read and I find out, you're going to say, well, I have a brother younger than me, and he's a minister. You know, start wearing white collar around his neck and stuff like that, and Geneva robe. And he don't speak to me no more. He even, like, say, he's not into history. Now, how stupid is that? Insanity sets in once you are in the church and you don't know. But I can tell now that my head was not right, because there was not that mental passage open up for me to view things civilly. It just wasn't there. It was not there. Now, do you think I can feel okay about that? For the worst of the worst, we are put to rule over by fucking sodomites. And you read in the Bible about sodomites, Genesis 19. Sodomites. How did we come to be ruled over by sodomites? It's because we break the rule, and the God's blood that is inside of us, we defile ourselves. We are not being protected by the gods. As long as we are under these homosexuals thing we have, and today they do whatever they want to do, and we are here, we don't have no claim to government at all. These fucking ass white people decide that they're going to fuck us as much as they want. We cannot impede them. But the reason why, you know, somebody come and push your door down and decide to come into your house, you didn't have anything to deter them, right? No. But the point is, how many ways, how many contexts can we put to that idea? Is that the greatest power on earth is expression of words. Well, there are other great things too, but contextually here. Look, the greatest power that you and I know is the one you use to say yes or no. Yeah, that's right. You see what I mean? Because you have a condition of ownership, right? Yes. And therefore, if anybody wants it, want what you have, what you own, they're supposed to ask you for it, right? Yes, that's correct. But if you say no, that's the end of that. No more argument, right? Because you own it. If you went to Europe, the same rule would apply. You don't go there and tell people, you know, what they have is yours. You don't do that. All right. Or they come to our territory and say they own what we have. They're making law that don't exist in the universe. Sodomite making law and then say they are ruling the world. Imagine that. Now, the only reason why it's going on is because no African person, though they can read and have university grad degrees and stuff like that, none of them don't, their eye gone blind. Psychologically, their eyes, their inner eye. That make you discern whether something is right or wrong. Right? Correct. No black person, Marcus Garvey, none of these guys as smart as they be. They never one day come up and take a stand based on the historic authority. None at all. And when I tell you that, when I tell you today what the situation is, what the status quo is of white people say they're ruling over the world. In the Bible, where you read, they would want us to think that God tells them. They come with their daydreaming about God make mankind in the Garden of Eden. They come up with that. And there's not one black person to come up and totally blast that nonsense out in an academic way? No. No. Why? Because these folk come in, let's say, 2,600 years ago, and remove a king. I didn't think that anybody remove a king. All of my life, I think that, no, the power of government is so powerful. Nobody cannot come up from anywhere and talk about, oh, they have to have this, and they are going to set up that. No, I didn't know. But when I'm reading in the World History textbook that in history, some 2,600 years ago, that criminals, talk about, you know, I mean, well, who they were, noblemen. That's all they were known as before, noblemen. Remove the king and call themselves Romans from that day. Okay? These white people. And until this day, they become filthy, rich and awesome, powerful. Call themselves what do they call themselves? Superpower. You think these white people are superpower? They are fucking idiots.
uncivilized fucking ass idiots. That's what they are. And you say, well, then, well, so what? What use you talk? The use is, this is not the same as Marcus Garvey or anybody else talking. Because did they say the things I am saying? Did A.D. Anna Damani ever came up? When you hear Marcus Garvey talk, what did he say as authority that is based upon before Christ? What did he say? He showed the authority for government coming from antiquity. He say you have a right to go to any church you want to. So that tells me, who just came into the reading thing and observing what's going on in the world and what the power of authority says in the history. History is the power, because it's like a birth certificate. You know? That is a bigger, higher level, our existence record, talking about where our humanity began. And then these faggots write something in the Bible about it. What do they say? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth and rest on the seventh day. Right? That's what they say. When you read through those first three chapters of Genesis, if your inner eye is open, you are able to reason logically, you would find out. If you didn't have some compromise in your ability to judge what words are saying, if you didn't, if you were not impaired, you would know something wrong. Because have you read any real history at all? The Bible is not a history book. Can't you see? Well, I learned that since my last years of looking at words and what words say. What is authority? Now, when these faggot white men decided over the past 12,000 years that they're going to fix our business, they're going to find a way to rule the world. And for them to rule the world, they have to make a lot of changes to what already exists. Right? So they couldn't find a lot of the material to make a new world. So what they do is decide to plant spurious, specious notion and make it be like true. Now that's where they get the idea from. Non-factual things can be proven true. How you do that? If the thing is not factual, what is it? If it is not fact, I can tell you, at least Google may tell us, you know, the truth on this one. They don't lie on everything. But when they have crucial things that threaten their existence, they will lie. I mean, lie until, you know, you just wonder, you know, can people tell those type of lies? All right. But watch this now. Facts. Right? That's where factual come from. All right, let's see. What is fact? It is an occurrence in a real world, the usual test for a, let's see what
further it goes. A thing, fact, is a name for an energy, a situation, okay? A factual situation. The thing that is known or proved to be true. So all Google is saying that non-fact can be proven true. How? Not in a civilized world. This is what these white people, this is the way they think. That if you ask them if it was okay for us coming out of Africa 100,000 years ago, was it okay for us to stop by over Europe and claim everything they have, claim to rule them? Would that be okay? What would they say? You bet, since they think lopsided toward criminality, they're not going to say it would be okay, because they never really have anything to advance our lives anyway. But today, they have stolen so much from the African people and living on our territory and make us their citizens. And then you say, well, look, we don't want you here anymore. Right? Because you come here and steal what we have and kill us and stuff. Now the time has come, we are going to demand that you leave. They're going to fire some bombs and kill, you know, anybody, you know, who is in their way now. So wait a minute now. We did not come into Europe and take nothing from you. None of your stone tools we didn't take from you. So why you follow us everywhere we go now, because you interbreed up and you get some sense and language and stuff? Why do you come and decide that we must give up everything we have to you? Everything that is political that we have, you must take control of it. You know, all right. King Janung is over there, right? And you're using our stuff, and he is not a sodomite. King Janung is an ethnic person. Okay? He is a hybrid. These white people come and separate us, like as long as their skin look whitish, they call you white. They claim you as white because they want support for their clan, right? So they're going to put people who don't belong there with them because your skin light. Yes, they wrote that. They don't want dark people around. They want the light-skinned people. This is the kind of sodomite type of reasoning they have to diminish civilized people. That's what they're doing. But they don't know that they're standing under a tree that is falling on them. Because guess what? Civilization is not going to perish. Civilization in the World History Textbook says, pertaining to the development of human civilization in the River Valley, Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. It goes on further to say, important religious development. Important religious development. Let me see, let me see if I can get my bearings back to this quotation. Yeah. This quotation here we come. It says, under religion, before Christ, it says, important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them develop religions to the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Civilization, it's talking about people, right? It's people. It's talking about what, not white people. Not fucking ass white people. Okay? Not fucking ass white people who interbreed with African people. I know them is a talk about. Remember, when we are getting out of Africa, those of us who left there, they were still up there in Europe making stone tools. And remember that the Bronze Age came like in like between 300 and 1200 BC, right? And they learned by then and have some intelligent sense, right? They're still sodomite, but they are now enlightened some. What they began to do, destroy our development of the Bronze Age. That's what they began to do. At that time, nobody don't know about white people doing nothing, like political activity or not like that. They were only being criminal, destroying our civilization. These white people here. Okay? And now it is telling us that the beginning of the rise of our civilization and accommodation of life. It says, important religious development also characterized the new urban civilization. New urban civilization. Remember, we are ethnic people. There are many of us, all right? So it pluralizes us. And it says, all of them. Now, it's a continuing thing with our way of life. You can't stop civilization and the way of life that it carries. These white people, how did they get to come in? It's the interbreeding. Black people interbreeding with white people. How they form some kind of a knowing and reality and union that they can go about and do whatever they want to do with us without us becoming aware that they're trying to kill us out. We don't go kill nobody, so we don't think anybody's trying to kill us, but that's where we go wrong when we go mingle with what we don't know, the snake. And when they write the Bible, of course, they are referring to themselves as the talking serpent. You don't know that? I have to tell you that. White people are the talking serpent in the Bible. You see, all fits why a Bible cannot be certified as a academic book or tell truth book. Do you understand that? So you can stay there and go like old monkey and don't understand what is happening. If you think, at what time then do you throw away your birth certificate? At what time you do that? Well, World History Textbook, if you have a sense of relevance, you will know the World History Textbook that tell you about people from before Christ, way back in time. It tells you that it is just like your birth certificate, telling you a deeper
it's a deeper evidence of where all we originate. Whereas your birth certificate from your mother and father is not going to tell you anything back there in time before Christ. No. So what I'm trying to say to you is that the World History textbook here right now is a big, big textbook that I'm talking about, right? There is no higher World History textbook. You know, that's what it's marked on the cover. World History. It means no trash not supposed to be in there. But you bet these fuckers, they're the one that shit all over the World History textbook. You have to read good to know where they are hiding up and conveying false information to you. That's right. Okay? Now, why am I talking about this? I'm talking about this because this information is ultimate. It's crucial that we know when it is talking about important religious development characterized the new urban civilizations. All of them develop religions to explain the working of the forces of nature and the fact of our own existence. What is the forces of nature that is to be explained to us, that we must know about? What is it? How many people know what is it? This is World History textbook. And which other book you want to use to counter or to supersede what this book is saying? It's universal. You can't read Bible and talk about Bible supersede this and think, well, what God say by revelation is higher than what man write in a World History textbook. So who write the Bible and those old bunch of filthy stuff, lies and corruption, right? And uncivilized stuff. They're writing about in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth and rest on the seventh day. Who write that? You don't question that because you believe that a real God write that. Now, a real God, well, can't even control the people he created. Have to bring a flood and kill them and stuff like that. You want to say, well, all right, that don't mean nothing? That don't mean anything to you? I mean, can we be reading about a creator of our human creation? Can that be? It cannot be. If you know what these white people go through to be where they are, you would think differently. But now, whilst you are excluded from that information, you don't have anything else to believe in. But that's what the Bible is talking about. The most indecent, uncivilized information in the Bible to make a fictional world and a devil and a God that begot a son. How did he begot that son? It's impossible to know. And what are you going to say? Believe in it anyway. Now, how do you, as a civilized person, take these white people? I mean, because you can't say no black people, no ethnic group come with sodomy and like to fuck us. You don't have that anywhere. So African ethnic people are not sodomites. Okay? This sodomy come from these white people, you don't know? And them it come from. And at them who come in and say they have laws to control us is after they learn from us and pretend to be a part of us, worshiping the gods, them that came to earth. But now the situation is we must stand up and magnify. We must identify and magnify the gods, Elohim, them that come into South Africa. Go over there right now, and Michael Tellinger, the scientist, and his group will tell you that over in South Africa, in the Abzu. You can go there and you will find thousands of gold mine over there. Two times as Texas state. Okay? And then these sodomites with the church all over the world, oh no, they don't want to hear nothing about that. They don't want to hear nothing about African. No, how do we allow these guys to come and take over every place that we have? And even to the fact, Africa is our land. They have control over that. That we cannot go there as we like and go see what happened over there. Now, come on, tell me now. Tell me. Oh, you now accept these faggot white men. How you accept them to talk about, you know, everything they set up here is ours. They use our wealth to do it. And we give it all over to them to rule us. We don't have absolutely no power to protect ourselves. We don't have no inalienable rights by these fucking ass, dirty, stinking white people. Uncivilized as the day they were born, except that they come fucking everybody else and gain some a little enlightenment, and then they want to rule the world. Tell you, I'm talking about this because I don't find anything else in my lifetime to tell the truth about the universe and what is so valuable about it. I don't see anybody, right? So not unless somebody can come with something. And I always give out the number to call me. You have another 30 or 35 minutes. You can call me. People hear these things and I don't understand. In my lifetime earlier, somebody came and talking these things to me, I would have listened, because I was not someone who repellent to, you know, like say, oh, you're talking against Christian. I'll listen to anything and see what makes sense. Today, no. We've gone past and we are Santa Claus and Christmas and everything like that. You go by Christmas tree and believe in Jesus. Do you know how ignorant African people are to believe in Jesus? You know, would you like to, you know, to look into that? You know how ignorant we are when we believe in Jesus? That these white sodomite people bring in? And that the Bible is a set up for the black people then to turn sodomite? Yes, because they're going to gradually erode our thinking, our sense of understanding. Erode us gradually, that you don't know what gets you to be fully sodomite. You won't know until that time. That's what they're doing right now. Turning us gradually into sodomite. If we get where we are, where we accept sodomy like an or nothing, then what do you think is going to happen in another 5 years? Another 1,000 years. What do you think is going to happen? Our African culture would fade away. If you keep these white people in our territory and nothing happened, I don't think that nothing is going to happen. But just think like that for a moment. If we are to sit back and look to them to give you social security and all this kind of stuff for the next 2 decades, what you think the daily life would be like when it comes for the African people? Because here they are, They're not about getting up to go nowhere. Everywhere that we used to control, we do not control it no more. Because we have not developed our senses. And now, when I am talking, it sounds like talking myth. I'm not talking factually. So why am I not talking factually? And I'm dealing with, I have the history book right here in my hand. And this history book is telling me, no, white people cannot rule over us. And if they decide to resist and not, we have, as long as we are not into their church and into their politics and stuff like that, the gods look down and see us and see that, okay, we come to our senses, we decide to stand up. You think they're going to stay there and just say, well, and all right, you know, I mean, make them stay there? No. They have an interest in us. The fact that we have their blood, they have an interest in us. I mean, which cousin you have that you like to see them run out and perish because them be like them don't have any sense? You don't want that. Created us. They are proud of us. But when we turn and start following these faggots, we don't know that we have kingship to rule us and rule over the world. They come up and say that they're ruling the world. They're going up to Mars and all the kind of different something that they're trying to do. And if we were reading and be interested in the glorious things about our life, now, we wouldn't be in this situation because we would have kept our borders under jurisdiction. We don't. Africa is down there. They allow these sodomite fucking white people to come into Africa and destroy the culture there too. And we in the West, they destroy us as well. I mean, with their hand, now they learn to handle money and transactions and stuff like that. And we are the first ones to do that. We are the first ones to do that. They come and pick up after us. The history shows that. That they can decide that they're going to make church and make all of, and force us to do it. 1220 AD. 1220 AD. They make tribunal. They call tribunal Pope and Emperor. Two popes and an emperor. They call tribunal to make legislation with violent oppression to destroy us. And they do it. A campaign for a long time. Okay? Force you to accept Jesus Christ that don't exist. And I mean, so many things that they have done to African people, and we never have nobody to protect us. Today, we have exactly what is to protect us. And if you decide that the world history textbook, the Sumerian history that we have, if you don't think it is to protect you, these white faggots coming for your asshole, and what they're going to do to it, fuck it out. But I know they cannot stand up with the right representation, power before Christ. Christ don't have no power because Christ never exists. But these faggots find out that they can work a trick on us. Going to take us a long time to find out, as you can see. But I mean, why was I in there for 50 years? Well, you can see what happened. But, you know, it's about the time and when things must happen. I am telling you, this says, when it talks about the workings of the forces of nature, you know what that is talking about? The tornadoes and all the terrible things that you see is happening. And all they have to do is crawl in and talk all kind of crap and try to rebuild. Okay? Well, it's not going to last like that. as soon as we find our bearings and begin to magnify our Creator, everything will change. But as long as we drag and still go to church and stuff like that, you will perish. There's no joke about that. When too much water is poured down on the ground and take away everything you have around you, what are you going to do? When there is no light for you to see, what are you going to do? Listen, this World History textbook, if you think it's the Bible, you make a sad mistake. This World History textbook tell us the progress of our civilized humanity. Let these fucking arch people get out of our territory. Every one of them. I mean every one of them. Because a day would come when the gods do exactly what they intend to do. Right? While they are out there, they are on their European powers are out there trying to put up station up in space to shoot down the gods if they try to come back here. That's what they're doing. That's what these honest fuckers are doing. That's why they're making ace to infect all of us with sodomy. You don't understand that? You do not understand that. Well, the time will come. You may dead before you see it, but it will happen. Because Earth is not a place where anybody is going to rule except the gods. They came here not for a sport, hundreds of thousands of years. They irrigate the four rivers in Africa. You don't hear these stinking ass white people glorifying the gods for that. No, they come and sucking up all of the energies that are provided for us. Okay? So that's the force that it is talking about. We must know how we were created. Know that we are belonging to the gods who use their blood to make us as intelligent as we are. And we are the highest form of human intelligence. What these honest fuckers are talking about, let them go to Europe with that. Let them go to Europe with their fucking ass. Don't bring it come among us. And this is serious. Okay? This is serious. And you black people who think that you must go to church and go speak in tongues and stuff like that, go to Europe with them. Let them fuck your ass. Okay? Get out. So that when we are talking about things that pertaining to us, these fucking ass are something else to muddy up the air with. No, we don't want it no more. Get out. Serious business. This is telling us something that we are not doing. It says that all of the civilization develop religions just to explain the existence of the gods who created us. All right? You don't want to do that? All right. Let the talking serpent get you. Because there's nothing else. Right? Think about a mother and father that reject their own child. They bring them into the world, but then they turn around and reject them. Or children who reject their parents, who beget them. Now, we as civilized people teach those among us these knowledge. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature. As you see the forces of nature around you, you must know who causes it. It's the Elohim gods. They were here. They set it up. They're gone. Rainfall every season and stuff like that now. Right? And give us daylight and give us everything. Right? And here they are telling us
we must educate each generation. And that forces of nature that we must cling to, that's not something we are afraid of. But with these sodomites in America, since they come here, tornadoes begin to frequent and all kind of a disaster, right? And see them up there, you have this guy Trump, that if you think that this is a joke that I'm talking about, that guy openly overthrow his own government. This fucking idiot, right? He has a government. He is lost an election. He's saying he did not lose. These are the type of savages that don't care. You know, if it were Obama he was fighting against, it would be a different thing. But it is his own. And he, all they want is wealth, wealth, wealth. Okay? And he set up these people to cause a riot, and then they turn around like, no, he didn't. And now he's there now cocking up like he wants to run again for presidency. It just goes to show you, we don't want these fucking fools among us. We do not. And who dare us to turn such an idiot that we are going to be a church, we don't have no sense. History makes no sense to us. But we think this is the way the world's supposed to go. Well, go to Europe with them. Go to Europe with these fucking white idiots, okay? They are Homo erectus. Let the disaster strike them. Strike all of those who refuse the way of the gods who provide everything here. And you want to go off with this God in the Bible, a spirit God? It says, we ought to observe the fact of our own existence. Gods and goddesses were always crucial to a community's success. My friends, I tell you what it is, okay? And next, I want to tell you about the government that these white faggots, homosexuals, are using to rule the world. Unlawfully, against kingship. Okay? You read about kings, right? But they turn us into fools that we don't know what it means now. We don't know what it is about government, about a calendar. These guys don't, if they want to make up something, they stay in Europe. That's where they're supposed to go, bend down and fuck each other and drop their own calendar over there. Don't come here among us and our generation coming after us. I mean, you know, to teach them to fuck us, really? Now, we gone down to nothing, African people. Gone down to nothing. Okay? Gone down to nothing that they now become government for us. And the government that they are talking, you think that they must displace or acquiescing to these fucking sick psychopath white people? I mean every one of them. I mean every single one of them. The history is here to prove it. They don't have, you know, they, look, like I said to you, there are a lot of ethnic group people. You don't see none of them acting like this. But these faggot white people, them, think that they can do it. And nobody to defy them. King John Hung, you know, begin to stand up with his weapons, but He's not talking about the history. He's depending on rackets. That's not what we are supposed to be depending on. You see, we must find all of these old bunch of nonsense that these sodomites have in a Bible and elsewhere and blocking us from understanding our own selves. That's what we must get a hold of. That's what they are using against us. We can't make fucking uncivilized idiots, forevermore uncivilized. We can't allow them to do this to us. And now, the law that they make from 2021 years ago is AD first. How did they come to make AD and a Domini that has nothing to do with before Christ? Nothing to do with before Christ. Every single thing that they have established here today, it comes out of their inspiration from their God. Fucking asshole. The God in the Bible is a God that fuck asshole. You don't want to hear these kind of stuff. You don't want to hear it, but it's true. Okay? That is the truth. If they want to rule the world, go up at Europe, I'm going to do it. To the shame of African people. To your shame. We allow them to be killing us with their law. AD and Adamani, Jesus that you're serving. They put all of these fucking stinking ass foolishness in a book, in a Bible, that don't fulfill not one word of a prophecy, but yet still black people still believe into that. This is what they say. I read a paragraph or two of this and listen carefully what it says. You listen to what it says. Listen to what it says. It says, here's how it all went down, running out of substance and options, and with no desire to lose their power and supremacy. On or about 1220 AD, Emperor Frederick II convened a tribunal to formulate and establish legislation for violent oppression. Oppress who? The African people. Because Africa no longer protects African people as of when these white people came on board. Why Africa no longer bear responsibility on the kingship government to protect its own? They open arms to these sodomites, must be getting their ass fucking too. I'm asking. Why they put us into ship and sell us to them? They really sell us to them or give us to them? None of them is an option, right? We don't have no protection until this day. And they see these guys come and talk about they're making a new role. Now, could this happen and Africa don't support them? No. Listen. It says, 1220 AD, Emperor Frederick II convened a tribunal to formulate and establish legislation for violent oppression. With the support of the man of God, Pope Honorius III and Gregory IX, legislation were made and passed to have ancillary organizations, mean Inquisition and Crusades, their terrorist group, belongs to the church, the Roman Catholic Church. Yes, ancillary organization. Execute the punishment of heretics, non-believers, because African people don't believe into this new world Jesus that they're bringing in, right? So they're going to compel those who don't want to accept them. They're going to kill you, all right? Listen, where they make the law for, the law that they have today to kill black people because they don't stop. And here the Pope apologizing for sins of Catholic over the past 2,000 years until present day. See, what I'm telling you, I'm not feeling for fact. And anybody who wants to question what I'm saying is here hot, hot, hot. You see what I'm saying? The world must go back to before Christ. Don't exist. And this group of people that's doing it, we must show the force, the power that is not in a gun or none of the weapons they have, but the situation that we represent, that is the gun, the truth that is here. I'm telling you, they're coming and filthing all over us the way they do, and pretty soon none of us know anything about where we come from, because it is already true that most of us don't know anything, including me, till my head began to read and see what was before Christ. Christ is just a sodomite character, and there is no God and his son make heaven and earth. None whatsoever. Let it be known. So now, what are they going to do now? They're going to use this violent oppression of legislation that was made and passed to have ancillary organizations execute the punishment of heretic non-believers against the ecclesiastical empire, right? What they call it, the Roman Empire. In general, the legislation provided for penalties of death. Imagine. Do you imagine that now? You imagine that we are here sitting down in church, that these guys do these things, and they're my faggot. They're my homosexual. Now, they just come out and get out of what they call out of the closet in 1970. I think it was 1970 that they, in Miami, okay, that time they didn't have these political precinct yet, okay? But my friend, they were on their way to making law, and when Obama term, it was 2015 that they reached the point where they feel like, okay, they can make sodomy law to marry sodomite homosexuals. You see what I mean? And they have done it. What happened since they have done it? What happened since they have done it until today? Don't you see the faggot Obama would come up and talk like, you know, he's no different from the other guys who say they were president. No different. The thing is that they can stand up in front of us and put two people into the so-called white louse, right? And say, is a man and a woman, a president and first lady. Now, whenever the truth come out, these, you know, people in the society, black and white, they support the evil. They support the evil. Because the evil is church, and black people can't do without church. Baptists and all this kind of stuff,
You see what I mean? They will never wake up. You see? And this, all these things are written down and black people don't know it exists. Me, I talk about it, they're frightened. The papers say, no, so you see, they come with penalty of death, banishment, and confiscation of our property. They do it, this is what you're looking at. They have our properties here today, what we have. You have to go there and work and work and work until you're sick before you can buy one, lick anything, I mean, you know, to make your life worthwhile. Look, these white sodomite talking serpents, they must give us back our territories. I'm telling you, I'm carrying the word sword for that. And if you don't think you should carry the word sword for that, after you know, you are guilty of the sin, the evil that they do to us. And you have nothing to gain, because you can't be afraid of what is yours to defend what is yours. These people are madhouse brains. We don't have nothing to do with them but accepting them as rule. Now, I could go into a court of their court of law. Their tongue would freeze in their head, because there's no way they could go on with another legal session. You see, because the truth would have put them exactly where they're supposed to be. There's more for me to read, but I read as much as I think I should, because if nobody decides to listen and to learn, right? If you don't decide to learn and life better, it's really up to you, no? Really up to you. Yeah. It's up to you. Can't do no more. I can't do no more, you know, than read it to you and make sure that you understand what I am saying. I think somehow, you know, I know I try. And if you out there and you decide that it's the Bible you're going to read and read the Psalms and all this kind of stuff, and you don't know, you're reading a lot of filth when you think that is going to help you, it's not going to help you. Get your history, then you'll know when you read anything how it will help you, because then you have a template. When you read your history, it gives you a template and of a worldview and how you behave yourself. Other than that, you're not doing anything for yourself. Okay, my friends. Let's go on to a portion of the featured item. And let me tell you about what these white people are doing. What these white people are doing. They have too much filth on the ground here in front of us as African people. They have too much filth. And when it is easy to tell them to get out of our territory, this is the time to use the word sword on them. They don't have anything. They don't have what the presence of the force of nature today. It was not there when they were, you know, butchering African people. we are in the zodiac house of Aquarius. Aquarius, the water house. It is time to cleanse our civilized world of these faggot white people there. Time. And if you make them sit there and go like, oh, they are the Almighty, they rule heaven and earth, you will perish if that's your thinking, because your prayer that you're praying is not in the Elohim gods. And that's where your mind is supposed to be. That's where your mind is supposed to be. And when you decide that's not where your mind's supposed to be, you want to get money and everything that they are planning, the Democrats are planning and stuff like that, that's doom. It's doom. All right? But don't wait until it starts to happen now. Don't wait until it starts. It gets too bad, because you won't be able to stop what's going to happen. And blessed are they who hear and follow. And unlike what our ancestors did, go and fuck up with these people. And today, they run in the world now. They run in the world. But let me tell you something else that they're doing. And they aim to get all African people to forget about the history of our origin. Get the Elohim out of the way. That's what they're doing right now. Because they used to call their emperor gods. Where they get that name from? Just like how they call themselves Romans. They call themselves gods. Really? Now, they're trying to get up to Mars. And I think right now, they're working a trick. Like, they're hopeful to go into Mars. I don't see that as a possibility for them anymore. Because now, they lied about, like, they don't know about a 10th planet in our solar system. You see? And they go to all kind of a measure to get that idea upheld on the, you know, on the people on this planet. Now, they fail. They fail to sustain that we are the only people on earth. They fail. But guess what they turn to do? So as to spend out more money of our wealth. And that is to spend more trillions of dollars to say they are putting space military bases in space, that between Russia and America, they call it United States, they will fight the gods together. Now, my friends, these guys are talking for fools to digest what they say, so that you depend on them, you know, to keep their hands on the money and, you know, all whatever it is. Using the lies in them. Fucking stinking asshole that they're fucking is keeping them inspired to use our wealth. As long as they're here, they are using AD and Adamani. AD and Adamani just don't exist. Come and ask me about it, and I'll tell you. A.D. Anno Domini is no more than, you know, your toilet stuff rushing going to the filth house. It is not even as good as that. It's not even as good as the ship going down there to be purified to get water to make you drink again. Really? You see what I mean? But what they have going on now about A.D. and Adamani is just an illusion that we believe in. But let's check it out as an academic process and see, is there anything there? A.D. and Adamani, Latin, in the year of our Lord. Let's see what's there. All right? Mars, U.S. Strategic Defense Initiative, SDI. Aimed at Elohim God's travel. In a question. Mars, U.S. Strategic Defense Initiative, SDI, aimed at Elohim God's travel? Yes. If you're not reading, you don't know. But, you know, you just get Zachariah Sitchin's book, Genesis Revisited. It will tell you when people are criticizing Zachariah Sitchin, regardless of whoever he is, he's an author, and he writes Sumerian. That's it. And whatever the messenger is, if it's a good messenger, well, I mean, I find no fault with a good messenger. You see? But with reading the Bible, who is the messenger of the Bible? But sodomite. Clear. I mean, fucking ass people who want to, I mean, tell us, the children of the Most High, they want us to believe that there was this God that made heaven and earth that couldn't keep people under his control. The people that he make until this day, they just don't have no sense. You know, and he kill out the first one them and make some about eight more that would replenish the earth, and then they fill up the earth with more and worse evil than those who God kill out long time. That's the God in the Bible for you. Part one, because there are several shows that this information need to do a series on. So long as it is allowed, part one. America's Strategic Defense Initiative, SID, doomed for African hybrid. The Europe, white men, Mars space continuing interest search is to find out evidence if life exists on Mars. They're trying to find out evidence life exists on Mars or beyond Earth. That, you imagine that's what they're doing? And the trillion, I mean, two little spacecraft is like about some $7 trillion. Okay? And they lost them. They lost them. Phobos 1, Phobos 2. Okay? The Europe, white men. Okay. The fraudulent Adam and Eve Bible, creation written, is to deceive the African hybrid people world, that they have no creation but Genesis 1. you know? Not prehistory. You see, only Genesis, creation story. That's what the Bible is about. And I tell you that these fucking asshole white people write a Bible that cannot be certified by anyone who reads. Nobody at all can certify Genesis creation story because it's not true in any kind of way. It's fiction. And as long as it is fiction, like wise men from the east following a star, it's fiction. And you believe those things. You know, it hurt the African people who don't grow up knowing anything else but that, like me. Oh, gosh. It's impossible to get rid of those kind of thinking. You know what I mean? Because the knowledge that it takes for us to override what we believe in, it may not come to us. We may not get that knowledge. And therefore, we're going to just rest on it, man. Okay? Prehistory. We don't know about reading prehistory and what it would do for us. Because we don't even know what history means to begin with, a lot of us. White men secretly key agenda is to completely bring sodomy global recognition and dominate Elohim civilization, renown everywhere. That's what they're trying to do. They say it. I read it. And I read about it frequently on this program. Nobody would come and call and say, hey, I hear you talking about so and so and so. Let's talk about, can we talk about it? And come up with what is their concern. Let us talk about it. Nobody at all. Few people would come into the chat room, listen a little bit, and they shut out. Right? It goes on. By studying other bodies of the solar system, by searching for planets circling other stars, by the searching for signals broadcast by intelligent life somewhere in the galaxy. That's what they are spending money to do. Now, they have so much problem here on Earth. But they're not trying to clean up the problem that they have dirty up our civilized world with. They're not trying to clean up that. No, they're taking seat like, oh, they are the civilized people. Okay? And they have downgraded the African people that nobody has anything to say that is to, purge out this whole bunch of, this whole bunch of filth, Who can stand these white people in our territory with them dogs, these white young men with their dogs that, it must be their fucking companion they're walking with. Because you don't see white black men walking with dogs, but you see them with it. Now, if you don't tire of seeing them in our territory, hey, that is my agenda. See them out of our territory because we have what it takes to push them out and we don't fire a BB gun. I am not into the gun business because we have the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of our own existence. What else do we need? Right now, we know that we are definitely out of balance with our gods. Because we are going to church that these faggots come and plant into our territory everywhere in the West Indies and everywhere. Okay? We know that we are junkies. We must clean it up. But as long as you talk about you're a Republican, you're that and that, it means that you don't wake out of your sleep yet. Okay? Now, it goes on. And I tell you what they're trying to do. Thank you, civilized hybrid people. No, think you civilized hybrid people. Why this soul sodomy European destructive culture? After spreading homosexuality on earth, many atrocities and false emulation of Elohim's only knowledge and spread of civilization. Now, using the African resources, they began to steal on the epic day of 509 BC coup in space, scouting for civilized intelligent life. You are to make note of what Africans are trapped in and what you must do to rid of that erectus miscegenation bloody madness concerning search developments, concerning search developments. The Federation of American Scientists spokesman in Washington said, "The future is starting to arrive." And the New York Times of February 6, 1990, headlined the report of the invigorated search for extraterrestrial intelligence, SET. A CT program. But Phobos 1 and 2 ran into unproductive muck. Why? Discovery is made. More planet in our solar system, and we are not alone on Earth. Not good news for them. Not good news for the white sodomite them. You see what I'm saying? Just like on Earth, they decide to spread their sodomy everywhere black people are and take over the land and say they make laws, AD and Adamani, that can never be made as for real. This is what they're doing. And no black people, Africa don't care. All right? Well, we care. I care. And I know, very, very sure, we only need to stand fast. Know the truth and stand fast. That's all there is to it. You know, because look, you don't need to be afraid of nothing because all of us will soon die anyway. So die for a good cause then. No? Die for a good cause. But I'm not thinking about dying for anything. I'm thinking about living for something. And then let the gods do the future. Right? Now, meaning the prehistory of the Elohim migration to Earth 450,000 years ago, Abzu, South Africa. Mars lost, turned into killing the gods of planet Nibiru, SID. You see that? The American Strategic Defense Initiative, SID. That's what it is all about, to kill the gods who ashan the earth, the way we see it here, who work in Africa hundreds of thousands of years. That's what these sodomites that you're going to the church is doing. The church is theirs. And if you don't know, that's too bad. Listen to me. Nibiru. S-I-D and S-E-T-I. It is function that they are using now. I don't know how. I don't know yet. The last thing I heard of them doing something to Mars after they have destroyed some 7 to 8 trillion worth of African wealth to send to Mars moonlet to carry on their research and finding as to progress their interest in colonizing Mars and beyond. And beyond our world, they want to seriously spread sodomy all over the world. Look, you don't know what is happening on Earth? I just tell you. Listen, when they create these type of what you call these plans that they put in place. No civilized route. First, they lied and say they are Romans. That is a key major stuff in history to bring up and let the world know. Because nobody is talking about how they come about. But it is in history, though, because history talk about anything that important, where people say they are a superpower and stuff like that. You know history or something on them. It's just that we're not reading to find out. I am telling you what I find out. I am saying that these folks make all kinds of fake plans are set in place. They're fake. And we believe it. First, they overthrow the king 509 BC. That's when they staged the coup and chased out the king, Lucius Tarquinius. Right? And Africa go to hell wherever they want. They don't care about what these sodomites do to the world and to the work of the gods. So I have to say, can government don't deal with the gods no more? So you can expect what is going to happen. You see? To us. When we are now following these strange gods. Yeah. That's what is going to happen. You go to church. There is nothing in our history that supports church. These faggots over the past 12,000 years who learned to read from us, from our institution, because they, million years, they had nothing. They had nothing. These white people had nothing. It's the reason why they can afford to treat black people the way they do, like You know what I mean? We never existed. But they say it's their God. Tell them to come here and kick us out, like how they kick out out of America, like how they kick out those in Palestine. Come on. These guys know that they have put in place a whole bunch of shit for us to deal with. Right? And besides, you know, spreading sodomy. That pretty soon our next generation is all sodomites. We have a guy in Jamaica that make it through one of those performance show, singing. I mean, this guy really sings well. Only to find out that the guy's gay. I don't listen to him no more. Listen, this is a serious thing. Our civilization is serious. It's the only serious thing that I know, so serious that we must be concerned with, that we get a package of things that make us civilization. We are created. DNA fertilization in vitro, in glass tube. We are hybrid, unequivocally so. These faggots want what we have, and this is the way they go about it. Really? This is the way they go about it. I mean, 1.5 million years, what could they do? What did they have? Make stone tools, right? Now, the history is here. Let somebody with some sense come talk to me. Okay? And you will know exactly where we are. And these whole bunch of shittery that these white people are going on with in our territories. No. Let the fire come down and burn them up. And those of you Africans who like the church, get burned up too. Let the volcano wipe. You see what I mean? It needs to happen, because when we get all the blessings from above and these guys come down to be talking about the gods who came. Okay? They came and do all these things I'm going to read to you. And you are telling me that they decide to shoot them down if they try to come back in our, you know, to where they belong. Place where they own, with all of the extreme forces of nature. They go, I mean, what the tornadoes, you see, just the tornadoes do to their people. And those of our people who lie with them, they get it too. And you're telling me now that they are planning to shoot them out of the sky if they try to come back to Earth. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? D-I-S-E-T-I is all what these faggot white men are planning to do. Not that I think that they can do anything, because if the turbulence, if the perturb of Nibiru kill off so much people in the Middle East, then if they put stations
military stations out there in space. You want to tell me that they think they stand a chance to shoot down the gods? Make sure that they are fucking some ass while they do it, while they try to do it. Right? Because this is all these white men are all about, is fucking ass. That they are going to make law in the Supreme Court for people to marry to fuck ass. I mean, that's how much they are interested to for sodomy to spread the world. Okay? Like they want to push down Lot door in the Bible and said, you know, come out of here. We want those men. We don't want your daughters. This kind of stuff. You want to tell me that black people sit down and allow these kind of stuff to be taking place and they go to church? My friends, I thank you for tuning into the program. I have more things to say, but how much of what I have said benefit anybody? How much? Now, and how do I sustain carrying out talking this stuff? How do I sustain? What makes me sustain? I know what I'm saying is true because it's the summit of history. And nobody is coming along to say, hey, what you're doing is foolishness. You mean, why can't somebody come up and knock my socks off? So, I have no fear at all. I have absolutely no fear at all. So, I'm open for people to come in and talk to me and tell me that, you know, give me the correction that you think I owe. Yeah. And anybody prove that what I'm saying is nonsense, you bet, then I will learn sense from right there, right? You teach me sense, and I'm convinced of it, yeah. Right now, I don't see anything else to be convinced of. The church I had, and I find out that the church is totally rubbish, nonsense. I mean, these are sodomites that make up trash. Not even trash. They make up fiction and talk about Jesus. Jesus does not exist. When I read the Bible good now, Jesus never exists. No wise men ever exist. They go into our place and make it be like theirs. Really? That's how bad they are. Sodomites. Then what must I say about the Chinese and the Indians and all these other ethnic people? What am I to say about them? Why they're not, you know, going to Europe and do something to them over Europe and any other countries where they are? Why we don't mess with them? They mess with us and take over everything we have and say it's theirs. Stop it now. You understand, you faggots? Stop it. Just stop it. There is absolutely no type of compromise. Get out and find your shitty self back where you come from. Because as long as I have a breath to blow, I tell you nothing else. And what I tell you is the truth I know. And I'm saying, get out. Because it's all lies and fraud. Forces that you have used to be where you are going to go out like that. You are going out. We stay where we are. You get that? And our position is anchored in the forces of nature that the gods operate. I don't have anything to worry about. When the time comes, whatever is to happen will happen, because it is written that you guys who think that you are the gods now, like you used to call your Sodomite emperors, it's up to you. We just need to secure ourselves by ditching you and your fucking church, fucking stinking church institution. Go out to Europe, where they're. Oh, there's nobody listening to me can't believe that I'm not serious. No, because I'm ready to invoke the catastrophe on these fucking white people and those black people who follow them with it. Basically, there's no mercy. What they do to us, they have no mercy at all. They think that they can continue all day long and do it. Well, I am sent here, all right? And you have legions of fleet out there, all right? I don't have anything but the truth that is in the book here, right? The calendar, what you lie about, and build your own fucking AD and a dominant that don't base on nothing, okay? I don't have no time to talk about anything else besides the order that is given. Get out of our territory. We don't want your sodomy around. Go back where you come from. May I live to see the day when you vanish. And I'll remember the times when I spoke with conviction. What I come to see is true. Okay? When I hear the thunder roll, the lightning flash, it reminds of when it is written, important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them establish religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of our own existence. My friends, have a great day, and it's all up to you. Take good care.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall,
Billy Ocean.
No!
I used to think that love was just a fairy tale, until that first hello, until that first smile. But if I had to do it all again, I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause this love is everlasting. Suddenly you're in love. Yeah. Girl, you're everything a man could want and more. 1,000 words are not enough to say what I feel inside. Holding hands as we walk along the shore. Never felt like this before. Now you're all I'm living for. Suddenly and suddenly you're in love. Each day I pray this love affair would last forever. Suddenly, you're in love. Ooh, there's beauty up above, things we never take no. Suddenly, you're in
So wait a minute. Now I might cut something right out. Okay.